Hello, everybody. I'd like to ask a question. Are you going from one doctor to another doctor and spending a lot of money and still not getting results? Good evening, everybody. This is Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist, and I am here this evening to talk about an area of health that, unless you've heard my program before, it's pretty much going to be some new information. And this is why I'm a host on this hour, because I have a very strong mission to get out information to people that more than likely they're not aware of, and more than likely could save themselves a lot of money and get tremendous results with natural healing that they're just not going to find out in the everyday modems that are out there. And what I want to do before I get into that is that I do what's called dowsing, and I use a pendulum, and I can pick up information. Doesn't matter where you're calling from. You don't have to be in my office, but I'd like to give you a number where you can call in and get a free dowsing reading. If you will call 1-888-815-9756, 1-888-815-9756, and during this hour, if at any time, call in. There's no charge, and I will give you some information. How would you like to know your body age? You know your chronological age, but what is your real body age? And with God's given gift of dowsing that I use and have been using for years, I'm able to pick up what your true aging is in the body. And it's nothing to be frightened about. It's really exciting, because if you should decide to take my program, and we'll cover that this evening, you're going to find natural healing for a very reasonable amount of money that will prevent so much disease and illness that is typically out there. So if you will call that number at any time during the hour, and I'll be glad to do a reading and give you your real body age and see at cell level what's going on. Now, that is before a medical doctor picks up something that may be going on in your body that is well advanced. My program is not really for the well advanced diseases, whether they're cancer, Alzheimer's, heart disease, diabetes, but in the early stages or beginning stages at cell level, it's incredibly accurate and incredibly powerful in its healing. And so when I work with people, I work with people that I can help. If something is very advanced, then I would let them know up front. It's not good to either one of us to work together if I'm not going to get results. So therefore, I have a very, very high batting average of helping people. So as we move through the evening, feel free to call that number. And if you would rather not talk to me on the air and want to talk to me in my office, let me give you my office number and my website, where you can call me during the week at Eastern Standard Time, 9 to 4:30 or 5. And if I'm not there, I'll get back to you within a few hours. And if you will call 1-800-653-1056, that's 1-800-653-1056, that's the office number, or go directly to my website, www.dowsing, that's D-O-W-S-I-N-G, Dowsing for Health, F-O-R-Health.com. And you're welcome to look at my website, and then you're welcome to call me, and I am free to do dowsing readings even if you don't call this evening. So for those people that don't want to talk to me on the air, that's fine. I'll be glad to work with you and explain the program. So let's get into what we are dealing with health, with the presidential debates that go back and forth about what's the best health care for everyone. Folks, I'm telling you, if you were on my program, you would be so economically relieved. You will be so much better off in natural healing with no side effects. And we all certainly need some kind of health insurance for reconstructive surgery, God forbid, things that happen, emergencies. We have a heart attack, whatever. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the majority of trips that are taken to the doctor or taking your son or daughter to the doctor. And if they were on my program, if you were on my program, you would not have the need to worry about taking these kids. Should they have vaccinations? Should they be taking flu shots? And all of those kinds of things that if the immune system is strong enough, guess what, folks? We're not going to be so concerned about, will my child get autism? Or is he going to have a reaction from the flu shot? So we'll get into that more specifically. But let's look at the two major healing programs out there. The third one is mine. Someday, God willing, it'll be a third major choice. And I plan to stay on the radio, and I'll be here. I don't care how many people are listening from week to week to week, but it is a dedication. It's a dedication that 30-something years ago, my mother was brain damaged with psychiatric drugs, and it's been my mission to do this kind of work, to teach people that you don't have to go through cut, burn, and poisoning to get people well. So let's look at that first healing program that we're all familiar with and what I was brought up with, and that is allopathic medicine. That is the regular medicine with the medical doctors that we use today. In this system, the medical doctors study in medical school two basic ways to help people with their health. I call it disease management, folks. It bears repeating, disease management. Okay, when people go to a doctor, they are being treated for a symptom. Got a runny nose, got a pain in my chest, I've got this, I've got that. We take all the x-rays, we go through all of the examinations, and then you're put on a medicine. I'm here to tell you, folks, first of all, that there are life-saving drugs that at times are needed, and God bless the physicians who administer those drugs when that individual needs them. But to continue to give antibiotic after antibiotic after antibiotic, killing off the good bacteria in the gut along with the bad bacteria, when somebody really needs that antibiotic, they're immune to it. It's no longer, this is a serious problem because there have been so many drugs and antibiotics given to kids when they were young that they're not working in their body when they really need them. So I think and I hope that that is clear in what I'm saying, that most of the time there are natural ways of strengthening the immune system so that somebody is not constantly running to the doctor every time they or one of their kids or their sister or whoever gets sick. So that is allopathic medicine, drugs and surgery, treating a symptom, and it's not disease management. It's called health care, but it's really managing a disease. Okay. Number two is the alternative field. And yours truly, for many, many years, I have been an alternative, holistic nutritionist. I have worked with clients for over the years and done many, many things with them. I have used diets of all kinds, was using Atkins and teaching it when the general public didn't know what you meant by high protein or low carbohydrates. So I've been around the block with macrobiotics. I have fasted, water fasted. I have done raw foods. I was a vegetarian for a while. And I have done many, many holistic, not only personally, but holistic regimens for myself, for my clients. And to stop a minute and talk about vitamins, I have used mega vitamin therapy for those many years, and I couldn't understand why there were still some people that didn't get any better, even though I searched and found the finest supplements and the best research that's out there and use these things with my clients. And yet, some got better, but many of them didn't, and I didn't understand that. I couldn't understand it. Okay? This second treatment of health is still treating symptoms. Just like the medical doctors treat with drugs and surgery, the alternative people may use herbs. They may use vitamin therapy, many, many other things that can be used. They are treating a symptom. Okay. Both of these health regimens not only are treating symptoms, they're not removing the causes. To repeat, they're not really removing the causes of what's causing that sickness and illness and not feeling well, or that arthritis, or that diabetes, or those blocked arteries, or that memory problem, and on and on and on. Okay, now it's time to introduce, and for people who've heard me before, to hear it again, because as far as I know, you're not hearing this anywhere else. In my system, I use, first of all, something called dowsing, D-O-W-S-I-N-G. Well, what is it? If you get on the internet and read about it, you're going to see very basic information about the use of tuning forks that engineers use to find water. Last week, there was a very, very gracious lady that called me up from Wilmington, North Carolina, and she said, "Did you see today's New York Times, Dr. Needle?" I said, "No." She said, "Well, I'm here to tell you that there's a very, very good front-page article about finding water out in the California area in some of these dry spots, and that they use people to find this water." Well, that principle is what I use, folks, in the dowsing rod or the little pendulum that I use. When I started with it, I want you to know that for a long time, it didn't work right for me. And what was happening is that all my many years and my doctorate in holistic health, I was bringing in my own personal belief systems into this equation. So I receive information from the outside. I don't know where it's coming from, and it doesn't really matter, but it works. I am now, after using this for many years, able to not only work for me and for my wife, and starting with a handful of clients, but now it has grown to many, many, many clients, and consistently, if they follow this program, they will get better. But back to the dowsing. It occurred to me that at first, since my own belief system was affecting the results of some of the information that I was getting, I kept working with it and working with it. People ask me all the time, well, Dr. Needle, why don't you have a dowsing weekend and do a seminar? And that would be great to introduce people to dowsing. It's an introduction. The problem is that I had a client when I really first started, and this client went home with a little dowsing rod, a little pendulum, and started dowsing on her husband and her two kids. She asked me to check it, and I immediately saw that 85-90% of her information was wrong. So I don't teach dowsing as such. If I have a serious student who wants to be an apprentice and is willing to spend a year with Dr. Needle, working month after month after month, that would be fine. And that person has to really have a background in the biology, nutrition, the science of the body. You just can't jump in and really do the kind of work that I do, and that is working with cancer patients, Alzheimer patients, people with blocked arteries, diabetics, people with osteoarthritis, people with thyroid problems. You need to understand the body and how it works to really, really get it right. So moving along, with the use of the dowsing, I take 500 foods, 7 pages, they're on 7 pages, and they're by categories, and with God's graces and this wisdom that comes to me, no matter who it is and where they are, before we get together by phone and go over this 500 food eating plan, I will take it by categories and will douse what foods are in the best interest of John, so to speak. What are the foods that John is eating that's okay or neutral for John to eat? And what foods that John is eating at cell level, folks, at cell level, starts with irritation, moves on to inflammation, and ultimately, disease or illness takes place. Where does it happen in the body? Where does it happen in John's body? It happens in John's body where his predisposition or the weaknesses from his genetics are. And understand, we're working on the individual blueprint of John. The name of the technology used is lectinology. There's been a book written about by blood type that uses that 100-year-old philosophy. Whoever wrote that book did not create lectinology, was just using it like I am. But if I had 2 or 3 type O's and 2 or 3 type A's, and I doused them Every one of these blood types would be different. It is not just the blood type. This is quantum leaps beyond that, so that only that very individual's blueprint is being worked with. And that's why the results are so high and the results are so good. So, what are lectins? Lectins are protein substances that are inside every food that we eat. It's in the water, different waters that we're drinking as well. They are protein substances that cause that irritation, that inflammation, being neutral, not hurting the body, but it's not particularly a health food, but it's okay to eat. And then the real culprits, those particular lectins in different foods that are causing that person to get sick. And so what I'm saying is that the primary cause, not all, but the primary cause of sickness and disease is the incompatible lectins that are in the foods that we eat. It is a primary source, in my experience, that causes cancer and everything else. Now, with these lectins, I have had clients who come to me and they've been through all of these tests for allergies. It doesn't matter to me, frankly, what that doctor says is bothering this particular person, because what I'm doing is that I am using the lectins, which are the gut soul problems of this sickness and disease. So let's stop a second and let me give my phone number again if somebody wants to have a free dowsing reading. Okay? It is 1-888-815-9756. 1-888-815-9756. It'll be a free reading. We can take a few minutes or a little longer, and you'll have a general idea and a true body age. And your body age always begins to go backwards when you come with me. Because let's talk with my body. I am 71 years old. And when I started checking my body type, it was 51. Now, my body, real body age, okay, is 47. Same things happen with my wife. So as you stay on this program, as you do at least 80% of the 500 food eating plan, not 100%, not so strict that you're going to do it for a month or two and stop. It's for the rest of your life. And later on, when your immune system gets stronger and the body does change, maybe a couple of times a year, you need to have this test done again, because there are going to be foods that you couldn't handle in the beginning that you will be able to handle later on if you would like to have them. And that's always a wonderful, exciting time for my clients when they are ready, and I let them know exactly what month it is right for them to have this done again. But let's go back to these lectins. You eat a piece of food. Let's say John is eating an apple, and the lectins are compatible. That food goes down into his gut. It goes breaks down. It goes into the bloodstream, and it goes out to the cells. And all the entire metabolism system works beautifully. Everything's fine. Okay? And let's say the dowsing shows, okay, that there is green tea that everybody has been told is so fabulous for them with all the antioxidants. Folks, I got to tell you, most of the people that come to me are not able to handle it. The majority of people, and I'm not, you know, taking a very large study here, I'm giving you my experience, but almost everyone is being irritated by that green tea. One man's food can very well be another person's poison. What is wonderful for one person is making the other person sick, and we don't even know that. We don't have the technology. We don't have the physicians who have any clue to it, or are they interested in that? Remember, it's all about treating a symptom and drugs and surgery. That's where the money is, and that's what they're trained to do. So, when a lectin of green tea, drinking a cup of green tea, goes in, and it goes down into the gut, and it goes out into the bloodstream and into the cells, guess what? It's not right for John. It's incompatible, and it irritates the cells wherever the weakness is in his body from his genetics, and it starts an irritation, and it starts an inflammation. And we know, medical doctors agree, that inflammation is an early stage of disease. Homocysteine levels, we'll check that out. C-reactive protein levels. But, when they're picking it up, they're not picking up lectins, and they're not able to know what these irritations are until they are way, way advanced. Stage 2.5 or stage 3 cancer, breast cancer, your odds then are tough. You know, what is out there? Radiation, surgery. And so many people, and I'll get to that later on in my work that I do, start out with at cell level cancer. And they start out with tumors at cell level. They will not be picked up. Repeat, they will not be picked up by your doctor. It will not show on a mammogram. It will not show on a CAT scan. But I will be able to pick it up with the grace of God, and I thank Him every day for this gift, and it is a gift, to be able to pick up and to do something about it in its early stages, because later on, we've already covered that. And there, the normal person out there who has not been exposed to my program has two other choices to go. And this is a third choice. I will be saying that over and over and over. There is a third choice to health. And it is the most reasonable, the most natural, and works the best. And guess what's happening, folks? The body is healing itself. The body, if you give it what it needs, but really give it what it needs accurately from its genetics, it's got to get better. The body will always heal itself if you get it what it needs. And it doesn't matter what your age is, and it doesn't matter the body age, because from the moment that client starts with me, there starts that reversal and that slowing up of the aging process. We cannot do away with aging, but we can certainly slow it up. So we've heard, about these lectins, compatible and incompatible lectins, the primary cause of sickness and disease. Number two, we are talking about nutritional deficiencies. We take vitamins out of the gazoo. We can go to the drugstores now. We find them everywhere. I've been in this field so long. When I started, vitamins were evil. Nothing worked. And the only thing that worked was drugs and surgery. And these very same medical doctors and organizations, they even, and pharmaceutical companies, they couldn't beat it, so they joined it, and they're making the vitamins for us. Isn't that ironic? Going where the money is. Anyway, in my program, I spent 2 years, and I went all over the world to find a multivitamin mineral in a whole food form. I was hoping I could find it, number one, in a pill form, which I have. Number two, that it could be in one bottle. No, I could not. So during that 2 years, through my dousing and my, you know, my knowledge from my background in science, that I knew what was the basic things that the body needed that will assimilate and absorb into the cells. That's a very, very important statement. What's going to absorb and assimilate and actually work? For years, the vitamin therapy, all the research, all the work I did with people, it's like going to Vegas and gambling. It is guesswork. I don't care what the research is. I don't care how phenomenal in the purity of those substances. Are they compatible, folks? Are they compatible to the human body where that person is, they're going to be assimilated, absorbed, and start to heal? It is impossible to get everything from our foods today. I don't care if you're eating raw foods. I don't care if you are organic, 100% organic. I'm here to tell you that, to give you an example, we have a mineral formulation that there's 75 minerals. And guess what? Some of them are trace minerals. Some of them are inert. They are ancient. They were on our earth a long, long time ago. They were around, okay, way before our soils got depleted, and then we grow 10, 10, 10 and put it on our fertilizer on our produce today, and using all of these artificial things and chemicals and sprays and pesticides. Folks, it is impossible. If you think that you don't need to have some kind of supplementation, you are actually really, it's a false sense of security. It's a false sense of security. It's just not there. So, anyway, in that 2 years, I went around the world, except I did go to Hawaii. I went around the world, but I didn't go anywhere. The only place that I went was The only place that I went to was Hawaii, but guess what? I did it on the internet. I was able to put my hands up to the computer and go through thousands and thousands of manufacturers, to go through thousands and thousands of different combinations and natural type supplements. And what I found were three different supplements, and you can go on my website, and these supplements are everywhere. But there is a difference. There is a difference. There is no life force to most of the stuff out there. And if I went into a store with you, I would show you with my dousing rod that you're wasting your money. It is guesswork, and it's just a matter of trying to figure something out that to work, and it doesn't. So, when you take a multivitamin, let's say Centrum, and that those different parts have been singled out from the whole. They've been put together, reconfigured in a laboratory. They may have been heated. They've lost their origin. They started out that the life force and the high vibration was working in the system, but it was lost by the time they put it together and packaged it and bottled it or liquefied it and whatever has been done. And so then the lectins have to be comparable so that they will work in the individual's body. All we're trying to do, no big deal, we're just trying to heal people the way they're supposed to be healed, and that we give exactly as best as we can what's right for their individual body. And so when you take these isolated synthetic, and I'm not trying to pick on Centrum, it's most multivitamins, mineral supplements out there, what happens is that they become foreign objects, and what happens is that you work with them for a while, and then they create a problem just like these drugs that people take. And let me go back to medications for people. Every single medication, okay, comes in and they do wondrous things. But when they do that, they are isolated synthetic chemicals. And the body looks at it as a foreign object. So the body has to decide what to do with that foreign object. First of all, it's going to try to excrete it. If it can't excrete it, you know what happens? It goes and it's stored in the cell somewhere else in your system. And then, later on, another kind of problem that they're not going to get into, but in many cases has been traced back to those drugs that were taken, has caused another problem. And when that other problem comes, you take another drug. And so people end up taking a ton of different drugs from the day that they start until, in some cases, and I'm going to give you something from JAMA, the Journal of American Medical Association. Okay? Do you know, folks, that there are four leading deaths from cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and the fourth leading cause of death in hospitals, the fourth leading cause of death to humans in hospitals is giving the exact amount of medicine prescribed by the physician to the patient, and those people die. It's the fourth leading cause of death in the United States. It seems to me that the more we can avoid that, I think it makes sense to you folks out there, the more that we can avoid that, the more we're going to be healthy, the more natural things we do. And boy, that's a word that's been knocked around for ages. What is natural? What is really natural? And these are the things in my practice, in my body, and my wife, and the people that I work with all over the country, that we're getting healthier, we feel better, our immune systems are strong. We certainly wouldn't even begin to take a flu shot and put a toxic poison in our body. And last year, it was, whoops, oh my goodness, we had the wrong strain. Sorry about that. This year we got it down, folks, and we've got, you know, these companies that are making billions of dollars ready to ship it out to you and give it to everybody. So, the second leading part of my program is deficiency, and cause of sickness and disease are the deficiencies. And understanding that it is vibration and energy. We're nothing but vibrating molecules. We're nothing but energy. And to line up that energy with the right vibrations makes total sense, and it works. And I want to mention something here. If this is something that makes you very skeptical, that's fine. I'm used to that. I have a lot of people who come to me, and they're skeptical. It does not matter whether you believe in this. It does not matter. It's going to work anyway. It does not matter whether you believe it. So that's very, very important. Those people who are open, and certainly people with spiritual backgrounds and on BBS radio, goodness gracious, this is the arena that I'm in, because people already know that that just because you can't see it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. And we can go on and on with that. So let's look at the third leading cause. This is in descending order. The third leading cause of sickness and disease is cell toxicity, toxic cells. Where is it coming from, folks? Toxicity is coming from everywhere, in our foods, from the drugs that we're given, from breathing the air. Everywhere, our cells are toxic. Swimming inside, there was a lady who I doused on recently, who recently passed over, and she had polio. And she went to swimming in pools. She swam mostly for many, many years in indoor pools. Okay? My dousing has picked up that went the passing over of this woman with cancer is traced to the chlorine swimming in these indoor pools, particularly indoors with bubbles and so forth. So toxins are everywhere. We can't run from them. We can't live in a bubble. But what we can do is to strengthen and fortify our immune systems so that we don't get sick, we don't get the flu, we don't get cold, we don't have acid reflux, we don't get stomach aches all the time, where that's coming in from eating the wrong lectins most of the time. And so, how do we detox the body? Well, Dr. Needle used to go and fast, and under supervision, down to Florida, and working with fasting supervisors, and felt great at first. I felt lousy because all these toxins are coming out. And then I would start to feel better, and I felt great, and I'd go back home and continue on with the same eating style and living style that I've had. And what happens there? It comes right back. Or liver cleanses, or colonics. I've never done that. And that's something that I'm not suggesting that my clients do. So I was blessed to find someone who had a special kind of water that is not found in the health food stores, not found on the internet, but had it put under a private label for me and my clients. And this special water has absolutely nothing added to it. Nothing has been added to it. It's the use of quantum physics. Way out, huh? But it works. And what it works with is that you are 100% hydrating your body, and you are creating cell toxification reduction by the use of this special energy water. Well, if you go and do fasting like I did, it's temporary. If you go and do a liver cleanse or a gallbladder cleanse or colon cleanse, it's just a piece of the puzzle. What about all of the other parts of the body? So the energy water detoxifies a third leading cause of sickness and disease, or people who are walking around like time bombs full of toxicity. So whatever food they're eating, even with the right lectins, it's not working right in their system. And whatever they're doing or walking around with low energy, and sometimes it goes back to even weight problems. Depends, and the thyroid balancing is important for that as well as having the right diet. But when the cell detoxification comes in, let's go to some research of a gentleman, a German scientist, Otto Warburg, in 1931, won a Nobel Prize. And he won a Nobel Prize for discovering that in the early stages, cancer cells and cancer tumors cannot exist in 60 to 65% cell oxygenation or higher. 60 to 65% cell oxygenation or higher. And so, through my experience, through my dowsing rod, which is, thank you God, has been so extremely accurate, that over and over again, those clients who come to me and drink this supplement water, it's not the only water you drink, it's like 40 cents a day to drink 4 cups of concentrated water, and it doesn't taste any different than regular water, in addition to your regular water. It's not the only water you drink, but it creates that cell cell oxygenation, and it creates hydration. And let's talk about that a minute. Over and over, I go through the different health food stores on the internet, holding my hand up and picking up the vibrations. There are very few folks out there who are really, truly hydrated. Drinking a lot of pure water satisfies the body. We need more water. It stops the thirst, but it doesn't necessarily hydrate the body. I used to go to chiropractors all the time because my adjustments didn't hold. Now that I am consistently hydrated, I go much, much less at age 71 than I used to go. And I certainly don't have arthritis, particularly osteoarthritis in my right hip, like I used to have. So it is a very, very powerful water. For those people who meditate, and I have spiritual teachers who come to me, and they say that the vibrations, they can feel that they're raising the vibrational frequency in their body. And if a whole room of people drank this water, we could feel it, and some people can really pick up on the vibrations of higher vibrational frequency. So if you're meditating, you're going to be clearer in your mind. If your body is detoxified, whatever you're doing, your mind's going to work better and your body is going to work better. So those are the three major causes of sickness and disease in Dr. Needle's Anti-Aging Plus Dowsing for Health program. I want to spend a little bit of time, and we're almost out. We've got about 5 more minutes. But I'd like to talk about exercise. I, in my early years, was very caught up in exercise, big time. not triathlete. I wasn't in that stage, but I was so high on exercise, and the exercise books and the trainers that I worked with, that I thought there was no limit to what I could do, and that as long as you were in physically good shape by exercising, you were doing terrific. And for a long time, I did that. And what I found out, particularly through my dousing, is that, talking with clients who come to me, that in most cases, people are, A, they're doing the wrong movement for their particular genetics. Number two, they're doing too much, thinking two things. Number one, I know I'm more fit, and I'll burn calories. And so when they have pain and it's not the right exercise for them, they keep going. I want to tell you about a female client that came to me that was a big biker and was doing Pilates, and I think she did walking and along with some yoga, came to me, and a few months later, her hair started falling out. My goodness, Dr. Needle checked her eating plan and what she's eating. Dr. Needle checks her water and what she's drinking. We're checking the supplements, and I find out that this woman taking high amounts of our minerals was minerally deficient, and her hair started falling out. So that's been changed around, and I'm not a trainer, and I'm not here to take trainers' jobs, but I can generally tell what is the best exercise for somebody to use. Okay, should it be swimming? Maybe not. Is it the treadmill or walking? Is that really the best thing? What about rowing? I found out that at my age, the indoor ergometer rowing motions are the best for my specific genetics and my build. So it's very, very important that you don't overdo and jump in. And more is not better. Certainly in the field of exercise, you may think it is, and you may have lost more weight because you were exercising, but it does not mean that you are necessarily a healthier person. And remember this woman whose hair was falling out. So what I'm going to do now, we're about to finish up. You can call my office, 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time, 9 to 5, or leave a message and I'll get back with you. My website is www.dowsing4health.com, www.dowsing4health.com. I've enjoyed speaking with you this evening, and some of you people who didn't call me, please call me up individually, and I'll be glad to talk with you. Till next time, see you next week, next Thursday night. God bless.